And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. This week, the arts community is spreading hope while encouraging social distancing. Art on the Streets, with support from ArtsWave, is launching a community-wide series of art projects with the message, hashtag stay home, save lives. Meanwhile, Bad Art Night co-founders Matthew Daler and Pam Kravitz want to see how you're being creative and staying inspired while you're home. That project starts Wednesday. Joining Cincinnati Edition to discuss are Art on the Streets founder Margie Waller. Margie, welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure to have you. And we also have with us on the line Bad Art co-founder Pam Kravitz. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Hi, great to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you both. So we in Cincinnati are so fortunate to have the level of arts that we have, really at all levels, major arts organizations, small arts organizations, so many creative types. And I took a longer ride home through downtown back to Covington yesterday and went past the Aronoff Center and saw all the posters for the shows that were supposed to be running about right now or would have recently closed, but they never opened, and it was so depressing. So before we get to the good news about what's happening so that we're keeping art alive in the Queen City, let's just talk a little bit about this impact. ArtsWave reported last week that the Cincinnati area has already lost $30 million, impacting 10,000 artists in our community due to this pandemic. Margie, talk a little bit about, from your perspective as an artist, what this pandemic has done.
Well, that is a really tough bit of news to get. And it's not just happening in Cincinnati, it's happening nationally because so many of these arts organizations depend on people coming to them and participating with them. And that just can't happen right now. And I would say, while we're talking about this, that ArtsWave is a really unique and special organization that we are lucky to have here along with all of those arts, maybe the reason we have so much. And it is their campaign season, so they are still trying to raise money, even as they're giving as much away as they can to support the arts organizations and help them with sustainability.
And Pam, same question to you. Talk a little bit about, as an artist, what this pandemic has done to the community here.
You know, I agree with Margie wholeheartedly about the strength of our arts in our city and ArtsWave being such a big funder and helper with all that. For me, on a really personal level, I've seen friends that have worked years to have art in an art show and an opening that is either being canceled or postponed. So many of my friends are gig workers. They're artists, you know, commissions and musicians. And it's just been really tragic to see that, you know, something that is their heart and their soul and their income has, you know, been devastated by this. I know our city supports the artists and our arts organizations, you know, so much, and we will come back from this. I'm going to get the clint. Sorry. But it's going to be tough, and you know, and we're in this together as artists and arts organizations and patrons, and it's so important to the soul of our city that we will make this happen.
Margie, we hear a lot about how when normal comes back, it will be a new normal. It won't exactly be what we knew ahead of the COVID-19 pandemic. What are the conversations like within the arts community about what that looks like for Cincinnati's arts community?
You know, I think what's really a great opportunity here is that artists and the arts organizations that support them are some of our most creative thinkers, right? And they can be the leaders among others, along with city government and some of our civic organizations, in helping to think about what our new future looks like. So I'm really happy that we're seeing that kind of support for the kind of projects that Pam and I are talking about today, because I think it's the beginning of a new way to think about what does the future look like and how do we go forward in the next year and beyond.
Margie, let's talk a little bit about the project that you're working on, hashtag Stay Home, Save Lives. This is a public service art campaign. And it's Art on the Streets, working with support from ArtsWave. Talk about what this is.
Well, really, it was a group of citizens and artists, civic leaders, neighborhood leaders who came together a few weeks ago and thought we were thinking about the fact that we're all inside, apart from each other? How can we do something together that contributes and make sure that everyone in the community is getting the message that even though it's hard, we do have to stay inside right now? And I give a lot of credit to this group of people who came together. Pam was one of them, to help think about and create this campaign. What we did was we just asked artists to share their ideas with how to get the word out into their own community and their neighborhoods. And thank goodness, ArtsWave just on a dime turned around and said, yes, we will support this, which also means happily we're able to pay the artists to do this work. There are four artists. Two of them created coloring pages that have the message, stay home, save lives. And we've distributed those to neighborhood schools, to neighborhood rec centers and community organizations, along with boxes of crayons and glue dots so that when they're colored, they can be put in windows to share the message with the neighborhood. Then we have Look Collaborative, which is two artists, Sydney Hilly and Anne Trond, who are creating a campaign on Instagram and on Facebook that allows everyone to participate and do something creative while they're at home that shares the message of things that we can do that are creative and forward-looking. And then finally, we have Mary Claire Reitz, a local civic and social practice artist, along with Sean Braley from Cincy Stories. They're doing something really special. They're recording videos from people who want to communicate to others in their own cohort, their own neighborhood, their friends and neighbors, the importance of staying home, and they're communicating it to people who maybe just don't see it quite the same way. So that's a video series that will be posted. All of these things are found on Facebook and Instagram. And the interesting thing is everyone can participate. There are things that we can do together, even though we have to stay at home. So we're doing a participatory art project that you can do from inside and that communicates the importance of all of us working together to keep each other safe.
And Margie, what is the best way to discover these projects online? I know the hashtag stay home, save lives is somewhat relatively common during this pandemic. So you might bring up some unrelated post on social media. Is there a more efficient way to find these specific examples?
Yeah, sure. Art on the Streets has a Facebook page and an Instagram account. Just search for Art on the Streets on Facebook or Arts Cincy on Instagram. Also, ArtsWave is reposting a lot of the work. And so you can start there and then go see some of the work like Lindsay Nels and Sol Palat, Brandon Hackens. Their coloring pages can be downloaded there too. So you can do it even if you don't pick up the pages at one of those sites I mentioned.
And we have links to those operations at WVXU.org inside the post related to this conversation. And let's reintroduce Pam Kravitz, a co-founder of Bad Art. Pam, you have an event going on too. This is a 48-hour event that starts on Wednesday. It involves Artworks, the Art Academy of Cincinnati, the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County, and the agency AGAR. Talk about what Bad Art is for the next couple of days.
Okay. Well, the arts, you know, connect us and inspire us all, and that's what we're going with. And the idea that bad art is absolutely subjective. Our whole idea, Matt Daler, who is a street artist and a professor at the Art Academy, and I have been working together with these wonderful organizations and putting the word out there, just make something, inspire us. Is it the chalk drawings that we're seeing or, you know, like do a chalk drawing? Make the big banners that go outside your home. Bake a cake. Do anything that is inspiring to you and share it with us in the community. And, you know, just show us and show each other that how we each inspire each other and how the arts pull us all together. We have super duper fun guest artists that have come on and talked about what's inspiring to them. We have Natalie Jones from Q102 who's doing a workout video with her mom who's in a wheelchair, and she's doing these super funny 80s, like, you know, Jane Fonda kind of, you know, workout videos. We have AFTAP, who's just brilliantly talking about the community, and Molly Wellman making a cocktail, and Heather Britt dancing with us. We have, you know, Steve McGowan, who's Danger Wheels, and, you know, so we have all of these people just coming on, and they're not traditionally visual artists or performing artists. Heather is, of course, but we each have some kind of art to share or inspiration to a poem, a story, a dance, you know, whatever you want to do and put out there for us each to inspire each other.
And this starts at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening and runs through the 24th, Friday, and these will be shared live. You can visit badartvirtual.splashthat.com. We've got a link to that at wvxu.org as well. So you can search for Virtual Bad Art Night or follow along at Bad Art Virtual to be inspired. And Pam, I want to reiterate something from your press release about this event. The rules. There are no rules.
Aren't those the best kind of rules?
So this pretty much opens it up to anybody's creative interpretation of what they hope to share.
Absolutely. And for everyone, not just the artists or, you know, it's like everyone at home, your family, if you're by yourself, whatever. Totally, totally kid-friendly, kid-centric, family-centric, single-person-centric. Just come and make something and inspire us. Yep, and no rules. I love that.
And we're also speaking with Margie Waller from Art on the Street. She's the founder of that organization. Margie, can you talk a little bit from an artist's perspective about finding inspiration for creative endeavors amid this type of tragedy and disruption?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Pam would be good at answering that question, too. But what I have seen is really remarkable what the artists in our community are coming up with in the way of ideas for how to keep people feeling like, you know, we're all in this together. And it is really an opportunity for artists to lead on that, in that conversation. People, when they're at home, they're having this opportunity. Actually, Brandon Hawkins, who's one of the artists in this campaign, has said that he asked people to tell him, what are they doing at home that is looking forward to their creative future? People have lots of ideas about things they want to do to be creative, and they don't always have time to do it. And he's seeing that people now sent him so many examples of things that they're doing that will be about their creative future. And it's a way for us all to share that with each other. It is one of those optimistic things, right? It's a kind of an opportunity for us to sit back and see our creative selves and share that with one another.
Pam Kravitz is a co-founder of Bad Art, one of the events coming up this week. And Pam, Margie says you would be good at answering that question. So let's see.
I'm a visual artist and an art teacher. I teach at Harrison High School. And I have found that when I started this, when we started being at home, and I know I thought, this is a snow day. This is great. I'm going to be home for a little bit. I can, you know, regroup and, you know, get my creative juices going and all that. And then, you know, as soon as the reality hit, which was like 10 minutes later, of what this was and what we are, you know, in for the next few months, it kind of shut me down, honestly, as an artist. I wasn't inspired. I wasn't feeling connected. I felt like, you know, it's like I'm an artist that works with other people. I love community. I love being with other people. It feeds my soul and my creativity. And a lot of my artist friends were feeling the same, and we were feeling this, like, you know, it's like, well, we have time, we never have time, and now we have time, but our hearts are hurting. And so how do we deal with that? And what we did, a lot of us, is we pulled together through Zoom and house party meetings and events like what Margie is doing and Bad Art Night, and like coming around this in different ways. So I don't like to bake or cook. And somebody asked me to write a recipe. So I found that incredibly creative and super silly and really fun. And I took it and I made it into a storytelling. So I think a lot of us, and also I was just asked to make a mask. And I made one and I beaded it. And it took me probably maybe 30 hours to bead this mask. You know, like what we would be wearing, only you can't wear the one I made because it's pretty bead heavy. But so I'm... I think a lot of the artists that I'm talking to are finding different ways to be inspired, and it might not be their traditional art form. It might be something a little bit different that we know we need to, I mean, we're creative souls and we can't not create. But I do feel like it's a struggle and working together and pulling in community and talking to other artists is helping make that happen. And we're seeing, oh my gosh, can I just tell you the cutest thing ever? There's this guy, Brian, in Northern Kentucky. Have you seen him on Facebook? He goes on a flatbed truck, and he goes into the neighborhoods and streets, and he sings with people. So you just come out your front door.
I have seen him in Bellevue a few times, yes.
Oh, my God. He's one of our guests. And I got to tell you, that fills my soul. It's like he's a musician and a teacher, and he's like, I can't not be doing what I love. How do I do this in a safe way? So I feel like that's what is happening now with artists. We're figuring it out, and we are the soul of our city and the heart of our city, and we're bringing that to it.
Pam, thank you for that response. Pam Kravitz from Bad Art, Margie Waller from Art on the Streets. Find details about both of these events this week at WVXU.org. I thank you both for sharing your stories with us.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks.